It's Monday morning, getting ready for a big event coming up later on this week. This is the 11th annual Men and Women Who Cook to benefit the Marwood Nursing and Rehab Facility. Chip Mortimer has been involved with this, I think, from the beginning. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, as a matter of fact, I've been a board member at Marwood for, I believe, over 25 years now. So, and I've been involved with the fundraising. Actually, Paul, it came about that, you know, the hospital has always had fundraising between their golf outing, the Festival mm-hmm. of Trees, and some other fundraisers during the year. And we are affiliated with McLaren now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, 11 years ago, or maybe 11 and a half years ago, to do the planning, it was, how can we maybe create an event and, one, bring some awareness to Marwood and the residents, and also, you know, do a fundraiser mm-hmm. where maybe people have relatives or friends or family or loved ones, and they want to contribute and do something. So we have had a number of different projects over the years, Paul. You know, in the early days, we did the spa renovations, and we've renovated the old smoking room that had to be eliminated, so we created a chapel there. We've done landscaping. We've done work to raise money for the dementia unit. And this year, Paul, we'll get to it. I really want to focus it because mm-hmm. it is a fundraiser. We're trying to raise $45,000 to buy a new van to transport the residents maybe to doctor visits. And Marwood does have a large bus that, you know, they take the residents to the mall to walk inside or maybe mm-hmm. down to Vantage Point or various activities. So the event is, as you said, the Men and Women Who Cook. This year, the theme, Paul, is Taste of the South.
Okay.
The date is just in a couple days. It's Wednesday, August 14th, and the time is from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. It is at the Seaway Terminal. For those of us long-term Port Huron residents, we also refer to it as a bean dock, mm-hmm. if you will. It's a great venue. We do need to thank the Atchison people for allowing us to rent that again. Yep. They're very gracious. The cost of the event, Paul, is $60 a person. That includes beer and wine. It's very casual. This is a fun time summer. Come in your shorts. And,
yep.
And though I think the weather said it might be a little cool, you wear pants, whatever, but it's very, very casual. You've got some colorful shirts. If you want to try to get tickets, the best way to do that, Paul, is to call Hillary at Marwood, and her phone number is area code 810-966-5426. And maybe part of the menu, because it is a fundraiser. Let's talk a little bit about food. You know?
Absolutely.
I love that. But so this year, Paul, on the menu, we are going to have puffy tacos, flank steak with lime and honey slaw and corn and black beans. We had a sample of that at a meeting a couple weeks ago, just the last preparation before the event. We've got Cajun shrimp and cheesy garlic grits or lemon and herb grouper with grilled asparagus. Another specialty I had probably back in April or May at one of the organizational meetings, the Smokehouse Burger. It's a seasoned pork patty, so it's well-cooked. A little different than your normal hamburger or mm-hmm. beef burger. It's with cheese and bacon. Actually, it has a white barbecue sauce with it. We also will have pulled pork with a Carolina barbecue sauce and pickles and mac and cheese. Maybe one of my specialties, I do a number of tenderloins and seems to run out, so we're going to have tenderloins and on a bun. And then we've got Chef Mike, a couple specialty desserts. I believe he's going to do Bananas Foster.
Nice.
And a bread pudding. So, once again, that little taste of the South, that's why the menu kind of reflects a little bit, maybe New Orleans and, mm-hmm. and Texas. And so it's just a fun, great event.
Well, and you enlist a lot of men and women from the community to prepare these dishes, right?
Oh, yes, yes. There's a number. I mean, I can... refer, there's John Adair, Mona Armstrong, Mayor Dan Damon, Sheriff Tim Donnellan, Aaron Foss, City Manager James Freed, Kathy Heyman, Dr. Jeff Cush, Jennifer Cush, Kathy Martinick, Joe Marika, Jennifer Montgomery, CEO of the hospital, Chef Mike Moretz, myself, Crystal Mosier, Dr. Chris Russo, Patty Samar, Christy Sanson, and Liz Solowski, and Hale Walker.
All right.
So it's a great, great lineup. And, you know, I also need to mention, as I said, the fundraiser, we're going to be raffling off. There's a couple of bicycles, his and hers bike, and then a whole plethora of silent auctions. And just a a lot of really neat prizes that you can bid on. Great. And so it's just a fun time. And as I said, it's the date again is Wednesday, August 14th, a couple nights away, 5:30 to 8:00. And it's just it's a beautiful view. If never been there, you're at the actual Seaway Terminal. You're right down at water's level.
Mm-hmm.
And, with the high water this year,
yeah,
I hope the waves aren't going to lap over the top there. But I always say it's a bonus when you get to see a freighter. And if you've never, the freighters are pretty cool underneath the bridge. As you talked, you're going to be there this Friday for the just before the float down. But you see a freighter there, and it's just pretty spectacular.
Oh, it's a neat place for sure, a great place for this event. Men and Women Who Cook. The 11th annual event, Taste of the South, this Wednesday evening. And if somebody wants to get tickets and don't have them yet, they can contact Marwood Nursing and Rehab.
Yes, contact Hillary. Give that phone number again. Hillary's number is area code 810-966-5426.
All right, very good. Chip, thanks for telling us about it, and good luck on Wednesday.
Okay, great. Thank you, Paul.
Men and Women Who Cook at the Seaway Terminal for Marwood Nursing and Rehab.